Good morning. Good morning, planet Earth. It's early on Monday morning. Monday morning, September the 13th, 2021, in the age of confounding and intriguing and sideways and mysterious Boblimtok. You're out there someplace, You're living in a nightmare, maybe, right? You're writing old, wretched poetry. You're sitting up in your corner room. Yeah, I'm just sitting here in Utah thinking about where I'm going to go, or where I'm going to be, or how I'm going to live. I've been peddling to myself the possibility that everything is going to be 100% okay by Christmas. That somehow everyone will somehow, I don't know how, but somehow everyone's going to make peace with their neighbors. Somehow, I really don't know how, people who say they're in charge are going to do the right thing. I don't know. I've been toying with this idea that maybe I can gaslight myself. Like, maybe I can just focus on brainwashing myself. I can see flowers in the fields if I want to. I can see birds flying in the sky. I can see the creatures, the beautiful creatures, walking the planet, looking for food. I can see nature, the blue crystal water, the clean mountain stream, rainbow and brown trout, pine trees that smell like pine. If I look out far enough into the future and I gaslight myself, I can see all kinds of things. You see, that is what's popular right now in America, you know, along with a bunch of other things. It's really popular to spend a lot of energy in self-delusion and self-confusion and really the mastery of self-mind screw. It's easier, I think, than even attempting to figure out what the truth is, right? It takes less effort. It takes less effort, right? I just don't know. Is Santa Claus going to come this year? Is he going to get the COVID? Is he going to get the monkey herpes? Is Santa going to get the monkey herpes? Is Santa gonna visit your home this year and bring you presents? Are you gonna have a cozy Thanksgiving? What do you think's coming? What do you think's around the corner? I don't know. I don't know is the only thing I feel like I can say, and if I say anything else, I feel like I'm practicing delusion, but maybe I need to practice harder. If I practice really hard, I can convince myself that this is all perfectly normal, that we're all behaving normally, that everything will continue as per normal, and that sometime in December, when you smell the candy cane, and you smell the Christmas tree, and you smell sometime in December, right? I may not be making any sense. You could say, Dan, you sound crazy. What do you mean you want to gaslight yourself? Well, I saw a commercial on YouTube. I did. I saw a commercial for a rapid transformational therapist. And it was amazing. You can become, if you want to be, you can, really. You can become a rapid transformational therapist. You can use your tools of mind control to change other people. If you try really hard, if you put your effort into it, if you focus on eating your vegetables and walking your dog, if you're in a healthy, sharing, caring, kind of loving relationship, if you believe in positive power energy pyramids and super spectacular multi-level love schemes, then maybe in December, maybe very soon, it'll be Christmas time. Very soon, right around the corner. Can you see it? Can you see Father Christmas? He's smoking crack in the alley with Santa Claus's wife, Mrs. Claus. Father Christmas is a meth head. He's a crackhead. But at least he's coming to, for Christmas, right? At least Father Christmas will be visiting us this year as we spend our Christmas time thinking about Christmas things. And once again, I say to all my friends out there that your brother Dan, your friend, right? He thinks he should become a rapid transformational therapist. Now, when you click on the ad on YouTube for rapid transformational therapist, you will soon find out that it's for hypnotherapy. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Look at this watch. Look at this watch. Look at this pendulum. Stare at this candle. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. I'm a rapid, transformational, occupado therapist. I can teach you how to hypnotize yourself. And then you can have rapid transformational power. You see, that might be the key. It probably isn't the key. If I were in a better place spiritually and psychologically, I would tell you the key is our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. But in my dark mode of existence here on early, early, early Monday morning, September the 13th, 2021, as of this recording, no matter when you're hearing it, I should learn to hypnotize myself. You should learn to hypnotize yourself. Did you know that using hypnotism in various places, did you know that they've used hypnotism to perform surgery? They will hypnotize you and then cut into you. They'll remove that thing and put something back. Did you know they'll use hypnotism for people that are allergic to anesthetics to perform surgery? I think I saw that on the TV. I don't know if it's real. It's a lot like that John of God crap on That's Incredible. You know, where he removes like tumors with his hands using psychic surgery. And then like Oprah totally buys into it. And then we find out that he's a miserable piece of crap. But what if? What if you can hypnotize yourself into believing that it's all okay? You know? Just do it. It's all fine. There is a generally held belief amongst all scrumbly folk that if a thing is moving, if a thing is working, it'll just keep working and don't think about it. The scrumbly folk are told to not think about it. Is it working? Are you still getting protein cubes? Then don't worry about it. You're fine. You're still getting your scrumpto soup. They're still selling bacon at the grocery store. They're still selling eggs. Everything's normal. You should focus on that. And remember, don't really believe any of the things I've been told. But absent of that, and when I say that, when I don't believe any of the things I've been told, let me explain what I mean by that a little bit. I don't believe the news. I don't believe the information we're getting from journalists. I think a lot of it is questionable. And that's the nicest thing I can say. So if you understand that, when I say I don't believe what I am told, I mean whatever you want to call it. There are people with all kinds of strange theories about it. It could just be a bunch of elitist pieces of crap who are as confused as you are, no more capable of doing their job than you probably would be. The reality is they're not demigods, they're not super smart. They're mostly just a bunch of scrumbly folk too, with a little bit more money and a better college degree. So I don't know if they're just a bunch of elitist jerks or if there's some kind of cabal, but whatever it is, it speaks lies. It does not tell the truth. All that predictive programming stuff that a lot of you conspiracy theorists bandy about, I kind of think that might be crap too. In a way. It's like the current sort of spin on the monkey herpes amongst conservatives, especially those that read the Epic Times. Every time they talk about the virus that is as real as Bigfoot or me being an NBA basketball player because I can dribble, every time they talk about the virus, it's the CCP virus. It's the Chinese Communist Party virus. It's the magical evil cabal virus. But you know, like I said, what if the virus simply does not exist the way you think it does? And so all you're really doing is taking one flavor of a military psychological warfare operation and giving it a slightly different flavor, but you're still spinning lies. It's like all these fruitcakes who say, well, Dan, you know, I think the lockdowns are BS, but the virus is real. I don't think they should force you to take the vaccine, but the virus is real. Nobody should have to wear the mask, but I'm definitely going to virtue signal in front of the entire congregation to make sure they know that, yeah, you don't have to wear the mask, but we elders will, as an example of faith and fealty to who? Not Jesus. You see, that's one thing I know is true. If you're wearing that mask right now, or you're wearing two masks, or if you're doing any of that creepy monkey herpes hokey pokey, the one thing I can tell you with certainty is that your fealty, your faith, your obedience is not to God. It's somebody else. I don't know. You can have a theory. If you're an atheist, it's simply obedience to madness, to hysteria, to crazy. If you're an atheist, all that this demonstrates is fealty and obedience to crazy. But if you're a Christian, I mean, and you're doing these weird things, all I know for certain is if you're not obeying God, that is all I know for certain, really. And I'm not saying I'm doing a better job. I don't think I'm doing that much better. I'm not doing the monkey herpes hokey pokey like you are, but I'm probably doing other things to cope with the fact that this entire situation is untenable. Nobody wants to admit it. Really, not really. And we're being deliberately messed with on a epic scale. Epic as in huge. But most people like it, I think. I think it's easier to believe the monkey herpes and the race war and the cartoonists are racist and the Chinese are trying to poison us. It's easier to believe all these fear monkeys than it is to do any effort, to do any work at all to try to find out the truth. It was way easier on September 11th, 5 minutes after those buildings collapsed, the first two, the third building, World Trade Center 7, named so confusingly like a Star Wars movie, the third one took a few hours. But the point is, a few minutes after World Trade Center 1 and 2 collapsed, they told us it was Osama bin Laden, it was Al-Qaeda, it was a bunch of terrorists, and then the next day we knew for sure, and we were going to go drop bombs because Bush stood on some rubble that was going to go get melted down. Of course, when you're about to, conduct military warfare type operations on most of the planet for a couple decades at least, it certainly makes sense to melt all the evidence, doesn't it? Like if supposedly you were a law-abiding nation that fought wars to end wars and fought the good war and maybe made a mistake in Vietnam, but we won't remember it. Supposedly, this really great nation thought it made sense to begin a campaign of endless war that our own politicians were telling us it would be 100 years, but let's melt all the evidence. Let's make the entire investigation abbreviated. Let's not dig too deep. I think if a great wave comes and washes us all away, it is not going to be a tragedy. Because we've become a nation of liars who lie to themselves. Rapid transformational therapist sounds a lot better than hypnotherapy, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Doesn't it sound better than saying hypnotist? Hypnotist points to the truth, but rapid transformational therapist points to the lie. We spent almost no time the first and second day of 9/11 figuring out who really did it. We jumped to conclusions, we made assumptions, and then we conducted military operations on most of the planet on evidence that we melted down as soon as we could. So don't tell me about what you think all of this is. If you think it's about freedom, wrong. If you think it's about some kind of principle of justice and goodness and helping out the planet with depleted uranium weapons, wrong. And if you think this is about God, if you think any of the battles that were fought after 9/11 in the War on Terror, an ironically named thing, of course, if you think any of that had to do with the Lord in heaven, with what Christ would want us to do, you're definitely wrong. You're wrong. Best case scenario, you can pray to the Lord in heaven and say, I was a dumb American and I was convinced to participate in evil, and maybe ignorance will become an excuse. But it's funny, if I go before the law and tell them I don't know which of a million different rules I broke today, ignorance never gets to be an excuse for me. But you know what though? I'm sure if you were a total jerk, you can just say that to God though, right? Well, God, really. You gave me the Bible to read, and I kind of read parts of it, the parts that made me feel good. I ignored the rest. You see, you might get away with ignorance as an excuse when you talk to your rapid transformational hypnotherapist, and you might at least get a chuckle from people in the courtroom if you say, I didn't know about, regulation 6-2-Z-31. Well, you should have known it was posted But what do you say to God? You know? Or better yet, if you're an atheist and you're standing on the brink of destruction, something that you should have put effort into seeing, and you might have your kids nearby, what do you say to your kids? Do you say that it seemed like a smart thing to begin a campaign of endless wars based on little or no investigation? That seemed like a really smart, intelligent thing to do. That's why we all rallied around the flag instantaneously. That's why none of us asked too many questions. That's why in 2005 or 2006, when South Park came out with that really sarcastic episode about people pooping in the urinal, it was so funny to make fun of anybody that asked one question about 9/11. But I think maybe we should mock the people that didn't at least ask 10 questions or 100. We spent 20 years polluting the planet with the debris of weapons. We spent 20 years killing men, women, and children, and I guess maybe a few combatants. We spent 20 years spending a lot of money this nation did not have. It seems like we should have spent more than a week investigating who did what. But in 2006, you know, Matt and Trey Parker, or Matt whatever and Trey Parker, they told us it was okay to make fun of people who questioned 9/11. So it was all funny, no big deal. Ignore the pillars of smoke in the distance, right? But you could become a hypnotherapist. You could be a rapid transformational therapist. You could build a business working with lies. It seems to me that we spent no effort, really, investigating it. It seems to me that the whole 9/11 report ended up being a whitewash. And it seems to me that, once again, like with the COVID monkey herpes, people don't want to dig too deep. They bounce between, oh, it was a wet market. Oh, it was the Chinese communists. Oh, it was Fauci and his gain of function research. Oh, it was Operation Lockstep. Dan, didn't you see the 2012 Olympics? What I'm telling you is that for all that crap, it's entirely possible that it's none of those things and you don't even know remotely what's going on. You see, I'm down to a flip of a coin, and I'm pretty certain this flip of the coin is basically true. And it is a 50-50 thing, so I guess, Dan, you're going to be binary. Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit binary in a way, okay? All of the lying and the deception and the psyops could be the cover for the collapse of the U.S. dollar. As banal as the collapse of the U.S. dollar might sound, it would be quite catastrophic. Because a lot of the world, a lot of the nations on planet Earth have dollars shoved into this drawer, into this account, into this company. There are US dollars everywhere. It's worse than herpes. There are people holding US treasuries everywhere. These are obligations. These are, in reality, a form of counterparty risk. The risk you take as a counterparty, as a participant in some transaction where essentially you hold no collateral. For whatever you want to say about U.S. treasuries, calling it collateralized, I think, is deceptive. But yeah, one possibility that explains all this nonsense pretty freaking well is that the US dollar is collapsing. The empire is collapsing. It explains Afghanistan. It explains the monkey herpes nonsense. It explains all the belligerent crap, you know, all the belligerent stuff going on between the US and China, which might not even be real. Okay, it could simply be the case that China is already rejecting the dollar, and so Americans need a smokescreen. They need a smokescreen. They need to believe something else. The United States needs a rapid transformational therapist. They need hypnotism. And maybe that's what Joseph Biden is, really. I mean, I wouldn't say he's a rapid transformational therapist. I'm not even sure he's really functioning correctly at this point. But what he is he's a lot like the candle or the pocket watch or any of those other tools, the pendulum, that the hypnotist will use to entrance you. He is a focus of obsession for Democrats and Republicans and everybody. He's so strange. He's so bizarre. He's always issuing strange edicts that I cannot possibly see how they could ever be, you know, implemented. Whatever your thoughts are on the monkey herpes COVID, you kind of have to understand a few things. The other day, somebody I know kind of bragged about knowing somebody that had to go to the hospital because of COVID. Let me tell you something. In actual plagues, it's the opposite. People will brag about knowing someone that did not get sick or recovered or was well. So there's ding, ding, ding. In actual plagues, nurses don't have time to dance because they're too busy dying. Okay, in actual plagues and pandemics. Whatever you want to call whatever this is, it's not a pandemic. But it could be designed for dollar collapse. The other side of the coin, the other side of the 50-50 bet, also is explained by all the facts. The facts kind of match it, and that is something is about to happen that's going to be so catastrophic it won't matter. I mean, it just won't matter. All of this is meant to keep you busy. It was meant to keep people busy for 1 to 2 years until whatever that fuzzy event thing was. You can infer that it's a fuzzy kind of event because if it was discrete, I don't think any of this nonsense would have occurred. They simply would have let it happen. But perhaps something's coming and they just don't know when. And when it arrives, it will make all of this irrelevant. It'll make all of your troubles and concerns, all your politics, your voting, all of it will be irrelevant. It will be nothing compared to that thing. So that's basically the choice I see now, the branch in the road. One path goes to dollar collapse. The other path goes to something that I don't even think anybody really wants to know about. And I think that explains a lot of the self-enforced ignorance. Because if you reject the race war and all the other nonsense and the COVID monkey herpes, then you do have to ask the question, why? Why would people mess with other people to the point of insanity for 2 years? That's a valid question if that's what's happening. And if you think it's a fiasco, how tolerant do you think reality is? For all you atheist Hanlon's razor fiasco folks out there, how flexible, how agile do you think modernity is? Do you think it's really flexible? Do you think it's really agile? Do you think that modernity can handle this kind of fiasco? If you think it's just a series of mistakes, how many mistakes do you think reality offers you before that last mistake is the last mistake? I'm okay. If you want to say, Dan, it's all just a bunch of dumb, crazy people doing dumb, crazy things, fine. But we are talking about human civilization in 2021. We're not talking about 1921 or 1821 or 1221. We're talking about this particular Confederacy of Dunces. And you are telling me that it makes you feel better to think it's all just a fiasco. That you actually think Biden is president and it's just too bad he might be, you know, he might have some serious capacity issues. I don't know. If that makes you feel better, I get it, but it's not, I don't think you're digging very deep. I really don't. I think you're settling for an easy excuse, which is it's all absurd, it's all a joke, the conspiracy was convincing you there was a conspiracy, just like, you know, whatever Matt and Trey told you, right? All you gotta do is hypnotize yourself. That is my great challenge. I have to figure out how to brainwash myself. I have to go into the bathroom and stare into the mirror and say, Dan, I am your rapid transformational hypnotherapist. It's Monday morning. Go get your cocaine. Start working on that code. I am your hypno guy. Listen to me. Put on a smile. Go the extra mile. Drink your own bile, Dan. It's Monday morning. Be your own rapid transformational hypnotherapist. Just stare at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that there's going to be a Black Friday and you're going to go to the mall. You're going to fall in love this Christmas. You're going to sing carols. You're going to walk down snow-covered streets. The snow won't be poison. It'll all be fine. This coming soon, right? You could be a rapid transformational therapist and you could convince yourself that Christmas will have candy canes and the smell of trees. There will be decorations. There'll be mistletoe. There'll be eggnog. There'll be Christmas songs that make you feel warm inside. Look in the mirror. Just stare into the mirror and tell yourself this. I don't think this podcast will end up on the radio, but if it does, you're probably listening on a Saturday or Sunday night, and it's probably 5950 kilohertz WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. I don't think this podcast will end up. I wanted to do it, but I also realized it was one of these stream of consciousness ones where I didn't have an outline because I didn't care to talk about the news. Talking about the news is like a dagger into my soul. You want to know what kind of lies there are? Go to Zero Hedge. That's your last stop, McGee. If you want to be lied to deeply, go to the New York Times, WAPO, you name it, read The Economist. If you really want to be lied to in a deeply satisfying brain screw, here's a dildo down your psyche kind of way, read The Economist. They'll tell you what to think. They'll tell you what to drink. And you'll be ready for Christmas this year. It's so frantic. I think that the 2015 essay I wrote on my old blog that no longer exists, because why? The one about going to the crawl space, the one about, you know, me being a kid and wondering why a dog crawls under the house to die, and it's like, well, the dog just wants to be alone. And I get a sense that a lot of people want to be alone with their own fear right now, their own anger, their own rage, their own disappointment, the fact that God didn't give them the future they were promised. They want to be alone with their lies, their fantasies, their magical investment schemes, their crypto miners, their Amway. They want to be alone with whatever tool will keep them happy and alone. They don't want to exchange ideas with other people so much, and they're being told they shouldn't anyways. In fact, what they're being told is what they kind of want to do, and that is just go home and die. That has been the only common message to the entire series of military psychological warfare operations. The core message, the message that tells you that these disparate forms of crap are really part of a psyop, is that there is a message and it's simple. Go home and die. And it matches that whole thing. Hey, the dog got hit by the car. The dog isn't feeling so great. The dog just wants to be alone to die. And why? Is it shame? Is it fear? Is it random? Some people want to be with others. A lot of people just want to be alone. So maybe it's not that simple. But I understand the desire currently in 2021 to not be around people. Other people, because you run the risk of being told things that won't fit into your worldview. I get it. I don't mind it so much, but I understand why it's scary for a lot of people right now. There's always that chance, no matter how slight, no matter how small, that someone, sometime at a party will say something uncomfortable, and the net effect will be like someone took a turd in the punch bowl. How do I know this? Because I have been that party guest since the year 2009 at least. I have been the person that goes to the Christmas party and brings up uncomfortable stuff. I don't get invited to Christmas parties. I'm okay with that. And as much as I love my family, and I do, and as much as I hope they are well, and I hope they are well, I'm not sure I mind missing out on family get-togethers, and I'll even be more bold, brothers and sisters. I wouldn't be surprised if my family members, if they were being honest in front of that hypno mirror, I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't say the same thing. I'm not going to talk to them about whatever silly nonsense they think is important in 2021. That's your fantasy. Go with it. That's your movie. That's the movie you want to watch. You want to believe this nonsense is kind of okay and it will kind of keep going. You're not really committed to it being good, but you're also not willing to accept the possibility that most of it is evil. So why not just stay on the raft, stay on the ship, stay in your seat on the airplane, order that extra drink, and don't think. I understand that desire because I've seen it, I've understood it, I've experienced it. I get the desire to be alone sometimes when things are so big that it just doesn't help to talk to other people because you know that sharing your misery isn't really sharing your misery. It doesn't really help. Now, I don't think it's necessarily that bad for Christian communities, but how can I say this? There aren't that many, I think, in the United States right now. I mean, the Amish could be one, so we'll count them. But if you were to ask me, Dan, okay, what about Christian communities? I think Christian communities that exist, and so far, I've met a lot of individual Christians in the wilderness, but actual Christian communities are, yeah, they're few and far between. But I think actual Christian communities would be about faith in the Lord and to push away the fear, push away the crap, which means that if the state of Washington is telling your church that people need vaccinations and to wear masks and to participate in the monkey herpes hokey pokey, then if you're a Christian church, you say no. That's the word you use. That's the word you're looking for. If you're a minister in the state of Washington and the governor is saying this and that and the other thing, oh, but I got a 501c3. There's where you went wrong the first time, mister. I didn't read 1 Samuel chapter 8. And I'll even go a step further. I now know why the eyes of that minister glazed over in August 2010 when I told him that 1 Samuel chapter 8 impacted me. It was as if he never read it or forgot when he did, but he certainly forgot when he signed up for that 501c3. I have a simple question for every Christian, and these days it causes Christians sadness and anger and confusion. Oh, but I'll go to Romans. I'll quote Romans. I got a simple question for every person that calls them a Christian. The easiest question ever. Who do you serve? Who do you serve? Who is the person that you dedicate your life to? Who is your mentor, your guru? If you're a Christian, who do you serve? If it takes you more than a millisecond to answer that question, then you might have a problem with your faith. It's not very complicated. If it's dollar collapse, all of this makes sense, and soon we will find out. And if it's something far worse, all of this kind of makes sense, and soon we will find out. And if it is just a big fiasco of nonsense, and there is no God, consequences are real, and I think soon we're going to find out. And I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what school you went to, what your degrees are. There's food, there's water, there's shelter. When the time comes, you're going to have to know how to find those things. And I hate to say it, but there's never been a time in human history during an era of chaos when being in the city, excuse me, was your wisest choice. Almost invariably, cities are the worst place to be when the party ends. Okay, when the party's going and everyone's flipping houses and we're all going to Trader Joe's and we're all getting our DVDs from Netflix and we're living in a fancy neighborhood in Seattle. Hey, I bought this home for $150. Now it's $450. My broker says next year it'll be $1.5 million. broker says it'll be $1.5 million. Why would anybody question the possibility that all of this structure, okay, you can call it government, that's a good name for it, but maybe we should just call it structure. Why would anybody believe that all of this structure is sustainable, that it's tenable? Why would anybody believe that this broken structure can fix itself, heal itself? Why do we think that our empires are special when compared to, I don't know, the Hellenistic empires or the Roman Empire or the Mongolian Empire or the fact that there were various other empires throughout history and they all went down the same road? All this structure is a self-destroying machine. It is a machine engineered for self-destruction. You could argue in a way that's what, you know, of many definitions for government, one potential definition for government is a self-destruct device. It might take a few hundred years, a few thousand years, but it happens. And it usually happens, you know, in less than 1,000 years, and that particular thing just goes poof. And then you're stuck with something else. And maybe what government really is, because if I'm thinking of a slow motion explosion, maybe government really is just like cancer. Starts out as a little tumor somewhere in the body. Your immune system will try to, you know, keep it small and kill it. But then it spreads. You see, I got baptized again in August of 2019. I got baptized in August of 2019 for the second time. The first time, I was a little baby. I don't really remember it. It was done in a Catholic church. And I don't know how I feel about those kinds of baptisms. I will tell you that the effect of Catholic church and Catholic school and Catholic baptism was to basically make me an atheist for 40 years. So I don't know that that works. And then in 2019, gosh, these years are getting screwed up. And then in 2019, I was attending a church and I thought it was a good church. And again, you know, good and bad is something you should observe over time, because it's easy enough for people to be decent to each other in easy times. It's easy enough for people to be good to each other in good times. But when times get hard, that's when you find out the truth about people and your 501c3 church. I remember my minister's eyes glazed over when I said one of the pieces that impacted me from the Bible was 1 Samuel chapter 8. It was like either A, he hadn't read it, or B, he's one of those people. I'll tell you something about my faith. It's not a crooked faith. It might not be perfect, and I think I fall on my face a lot, but it's not a crooked faith. If you believe in God, you can't really say, well, I'm a vampire Christian, I'm a Luciferian Catholic, I'm a BMW Jesus guy. No. There's no hyphenation. There's no addition. There is only one God. God might have more than one form, the form of the Son, the form of the Holy Spirit, but in terms of who you worship a single God. And yet I look around, and when times get hard, especially in good times, I think it's easy enough for mediocre people to look good. But when times get bad, you find out that a lot of these Christians have not just one God or two, but have many gods. They have many things they worship, including the fear, including the anger and the hate and the disarray and the easy explanations, the easy excuses. They have many gods. They have their CNN, their Fox News, their Democrats, their Republicans. They got their various worship systems, and many of those, including the Super Bowl football games, take precedence over Jesus way over the top. As a Christian, I think there are many things you can do when participating in a community that represents Jesus, but you have to ask yourself, will any of these things at any point go against the work of God? Will they in fact work in the other direction? Most people don't even ask that question. They just assume if I'm helping somebody, I must be, right? If someone says this tax is going to help somebody, it must be true. But as Christians, but more importantly, as followers of the Lord in heaven, and at least if you're an atheist, you can say this, as an intelligent human being, we all need to dig deeper. Just because some flim-flam person tells you that your tax money is going to go to help people does not make that so. The flim-flam guy or gal could be wrong, or what's more likely, they could be lying. If you're a Christian, answer this question. How many entities do you obey? How many forces do you serve? If you tell me I have to obey the speed limit, well, listen, if I have a car, I obey the speed limit for a couple of reasons. Number one, roads are dangerous as F. You don't need a law to tell you this. You just need experience. Number two, I don't want to have anything to do with cops unless there's a good reason. Eventually, there will come a point, probably, if this nonsense continues, where there will be a reason that will make it inevitable for some law enforcement officer to end up in my life. But it is not inevitable right now. So do I obey some other entity other than God? No, no, no. I do what Christians throughout history have had learned to do. I fake obedience when I have to, but my obedience is to God. And if you have to fake some obedience right now, I guess, to get some food and water and shelter, I understand that. But if it doesn't or has no relationship to food, water, shelter, and you're faking your obedience to something else other than God, or you're worse than that, you're actually faking your obedience to God, then you got some work to do, I'd say. Anywho, that's enough of my griefing and grabbing about rapid transformational hypnotherapy. You can be a hypno person. You can learn to bend the mind. You can spook people with your magical candles.